We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
There's always a risk when you step on the ice. There shouldn't be any more than a normal practice, but the chance we're willing to take.
Dale Arnold.
Tallest building in Boston.
What is the Prudential building?
It's incorrect. Whiny Dale.
What is the Prudential Center?
If you were listening, it's also incorrect.
Rich Keefe.
We're gathering our own facts.
Dale and Keefe.
Zdeno Chara will be playing game one of the Stanley Cup final. If he's not, I'll pay you $1,000. Pay me. $1,000. No, I want $1,000 because he's got no balls. $1,000 right now or get the hell out of my studio.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It is an abbreviated Dale and Keefe today as we are the pregame show for Red Sox baseball at the bottom of the hour. Rich and I will be with you until noon, and then away we go to Toronto. Pemba and Joe Castiglione.
Wrapping up the series.
I see John Ryder's in the house.
So. Oh, so it's not the flum ball.
No. Is that what we're going with?
That's what Sean calls it. Sean McDonough calls it.
The what? The
flum ball.
Phlegm?
Yeah.
Like...
That's right.
Okay.
He calls him the phlegm ball, so if it's good enough for Sean McDonough, it's good enough for me.
Phlegm ball.
So no phlegm ball today,
yuck.
Apparently.
Phlegm ball.
You'd think you'd want to do all the day games, wouldn't you?
I'm not really a... that sobriquet, though, the phlegm ball.
Yeah. You don't like it?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, that's what he calls him.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He might have to come up with a new
Jermaine Wiggins is in the house today because nobody offered him a basketball game to play in.
Yes. MVP, though.
I am jealous of that.
Yeah.
What was the final score of the game?
We lost 53-50 because Scal hit a...
buzzer beater.
Well, no, it wasn't a buzzer beater. Okay. Went in overtime.
Sudden death?
Yeah, but and the rule that they said was that next basket wins.
Oh my God! What and then this? We that, talk about rinky.
So let's let the NBA guy shoot three.
Scal's like, give me the ball. We'll end
so
this now.
And then Cornbread was like, we got to do a jump ball. So we ended up. Scal did the jump ball. We lost the jump ball. He took it down.
Kind of took over
and then hit the game.
What
winner.
Was your stat line that got you the MVP award?
I was a triple double.
And what were the numbers?
Come on. I probably had
10, 10, and 10.
Probably had
10, 10, and 10.
I mean, so we don't know the
fouls, turnovers.
I probably had about 4 threes. I probably might have been points. I was probably about 16. I was at about 11 assists and, probably 13 rebounds.
So you're telling me before some of these Celtics writers are real bad at basketball.
Oh, they are very bad. God, I thought Reamer was bad until I played with some of
these. So guys are worse than Reamer that were out there playing.
Yes.
Nah, see, I'd have to see visual proof.
Yeah,
of
there
that.
Was one guy.
Because if I go by the video that was on Twitter, I saw Wiggy with an air ball on a three to the
court.
I was
at one air ball, but you could see me controlling the game. I mean, and everybody who saw.
I saw you knock that guy down like you did Rob Bradford.
Well, no, that was
a physical game sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't clear path foul, so sometimes things get.
I play
Dale. If you didn't see me go 1-on-1 against Bradford, I'm an 80 style basketball player.
That's true. Bradford had nothing he could do to combat.
Three
that.
Guys that are horrible.
Okay,
that could be in Reamer category, and I didn't think anybody could be in Reamer category after I saw him. Like
the next Reamer should play in this game next year. Then if you got guys like him out there,
I mean, like
around.
Reamer shoots like he's stepping on hot coals. Like ow. Is B Rob.
Oh, I'll leave B-Rob alone.
He's bad, though. I mean, I like him, too, is what he does with the Celtics.
Okay.
Kaufman. Adam Kaufman.
Oh, okay.
Bad. Yeah. And what's the other guy?
Himmelsbach?
Yes, Himmelsbach. Woo!
Real bad.
Wow. And Himmelsbach might be the worst out of the three of them.
So what we need to do is get Reamer, those three, two-on-two game. Just have at it.
Yeah, that
just
would
have
be.
Have at it. Play the one. First bucket wins, and we'll see how it goes. I like it.
Can I assume that... Brian Scalabrine was not eligible for the MVP award?
No, he was eligible for it, but he
beat him out.
They gave it to the best player.
Who voted on the MVP?
I think it was Cornbread.
Okay.
And I think it was just Cornbread.
Just him. Yeah, so
Wiggy. I think Wiggy had a vote.
I was going to say Wiggy must have had a vote.
Because it was him and my boy Eddie Powell who did the play-by-play.
I don't know how. I'm telling you, in this... I know it sounds whiny, but I haven't been invited to any of these things.
Let me know.
There was a Patriots flag football thing once. Never got a sniff. They play at Fenway every once in a while. Never got a sniff. This Celtics thing happens like twice a year. Never got invited. I used to do pre and post game for them.
I'll help you out.
Never. Once. So one time I
got to get with Heather Walker. You know Heather Walker? She works for the Celtics?
Yeah.
She's
unbelievable. So one time I was complaining about it like a real baby on Twitter, and the New England Revolution reached out to me and said, hey, Keith, next time we have a game, we'll invite you. Now, I never heard from them again, but that was it was the thought that counts.
Dale, you ever been involved in any of these games?
No.
Yeah, what's the deal?
The best
what
is,
are we gonna do?
Usually they're on when we're on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I worked nights forever and still never got
the
invited.
The best is when they do the hockey at the Fenway.
See, that I couldn't do.
That,
I can't skate, I so I'm out on that.
That I've done a couple times. That I love. That now there,
yeah.
You've seen some road
I've heard
cones.
Stories about you. I heard you kind of just run people over.
Yeah, there's some road cones out there. I thought Chara was a road cone, but whew.
We see some of these beat writers.
Wow. I'm like, man, really? You got two left feet when you skate?
They have a media hockey game.
Yep. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, they do. You believe me, you don't want to see
all
it.
All these teams have media games, but they said,
you don't want
my
to
invite
see
gets lost.
There will be lawyers.
Yeah. Just DM me. DM me an invite.
Yeah, you don't want to see those, the hockey media game, because talk about some serious ankle benders out
yeah.
there. God.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the calls at 617-779-7937. Let's try Mark in Medford again. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dale. How's it going?
What's going on?
Listen, a plus minus, that's goals for, goals against while you're on the ice, correct?
Yes,
plus minus.
Okay. Except you don't get a negative if you're on the ice for a power play goal.
Right.
You do if you're on the ice for a shorthanded goal.
Okay, Dale, I love you like a brother. I love listening to you, but I can't believe I'm saying this, but I got to side with Wiki on this one. I mean, the statue of Bobby Orr outside moves quicker than Zdeno Chara right now. I mean, seriously. I mean, if I'm on the ice 25 minutes per game, right, my plus-minus ratio is going to be up there, too. Half the time, the goal is the puck is in the net. Chara has nothing to do with the play. He's just on the ice, and he happens to have a plus ratio. You know what I mean? The guy is an orange cone out there. If he's not turning the puck,
hadn't heard that one before.
I mean, we gotta retire the orange cone thing.
Yeah,
but come up with something. Call him a speed bump. Call him a
mailbox.
Tree stump. Call him something.
He came up with the Bobby Orr, which is classic.
No, I like that. Flipping the puck 50 feet in the air.
Right.
He's either getting it taken from him, or and you know what? What's shocking to me is that over the last couple of years, I've never seen this guy get knocked off the puck so easily. I mean, where he goes down, not just loses his balance, but goes down.
Right.
Some players that are smaller than him.
He's not
He needs to retire, guys. And I think the Bruins should have waited till after this season to extend his contract for another year and waste another $2 million. That's just my opinion, guys.
Yeah, I just think if he got paid more than this, I think everybody would have a better argument. The anti-Char people would have a better argument.
By the way.
But he took the pay cut for next year.
Guess how much John Moore makes for the next 5 years.
Yeah. But he's on your top pair.
John Moore?
No, Chara's. Chara's your top.
Yeah, but you know what? He may not be next year. They might go McAvoy Grizzlick next year. Who knows?
The statue of Bobby Orr outside moves quicker than Zdeno Chara.
That's better than the cone. I'm sick of the cone.
Maybe you don't want to use the roll cone.
Don't use cone. Use anything else.
He definitely has to get stronger on his skates.
He has to get stronger.
Yeah.
He's the strongest player in the National Hockey League.
No, I don't mean like actually lifting weights. I mean on his skates, his edge work, because he's right. Carlo is right. There's plenty of times when he gets hit and he's on the ice. You got to get stronger on your skates. Keep your balance.
Yeah, most of the time when people hit him, they're the ones who go flying.
No, not no more, Dale. Most of the time, Wig.
I know you're sort of zeroed in on the times he's gotten knocked off the puck,
which is a lot.
I think you're sort of ignoring the other times.
Listen, those are far and few between. Chara.
Well, I would
not,
suggest
no
you've got it reversed.
No. Hey, listen, if you watch the games, I can't wait for the playoffs.
No,
I'm going to make sure. I'm going to definitely watch the all 12 and
get
highlight
the all 12 open.
And highlight Chara.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Chris in New Hampshire. Hey, Chris.
Jermaine, please, you are driving me crazy. You have no idea what you're talking about. Dale, I feel so bad for you. And Keith, you really need to step up for Dale, because this is pathetic.
Why do I need to step up for Dale? Dale can handle himself just fine.
Chris, where
are
am
you,
I wrong?
Are you serious?
Yes.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the same game you're looking at. So you think Chara's still a good defenseman?
Of course. There's a reason why he's leading the league in plus-minus. It's not just because he's just out there.
He's not leading the league. Not only does he have
the longest reach in the NHL, there's a reason why Brind'Amour had that long talk with him. Everybody respects him. He is a menace out there.
He's not a menace.
Somebody, he knocks him. Yeah, are you serious? What are you looking at, man?
I'm watching Chris, the same game, Chris. He's not a menace no more.
When he hit Riley Nash in front of the net.
Yes.
Yeah, when he hit him, it rocked the entire team. It rocked the entire
so
team.
So he had one he big hit in 16 playoff games. He had
no,
one big
you're,
hit.
You're picking out individual
No, I'm not. I'm picking out plays that happen all the time.
You're right. You're right. He needs to be a little bit harder on his skates. You know why? Because he's so freaking tall. He gets the puck stuck in his skates a little while. Yeah, he throws it out of the zone and goes out once in a while. But that's not the point.
He does more of that, Chris.
He is a menace out there.
No, he's not. He's not a menace.
Everybody out in front. Yes, he does.
No, he's no way he's not a menace.
Out in front of the net. Yes, he is.
You're watching Chara from 2000. I'm watching Chara from 2019. You're talking about Chara from 2011.
No, I'm not. I'm watching the game. I watch every single game.
Nice.
I record every single game.
Yes, brag.
I watch it afterwards. I know exactly what
Well, you need to get a better television.
You watch every game twice?
You're embarrassing.
No, no, you need, Chris, you need to get a better television because clearly.
Do you delete the games or do you keep them all?
You sound like the guy that just learned how to just start playing
jump drive.
Summer hockey, and then all
Listen,
of a sudden he
I've been playing
he
hockey since I've been playing hockey since 1986.
Pretty
so
good.
What?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
so that's
what?
A good run.
These Boston Mustangs.
That does not make
Boston
you qualified
Mustangs.
To talk about NHL players.
These Boston Mustangs.
He's out
Mustangs,
of Pierre now.
First team to win mini one-on-one. Mini one-on-one when it was
one
the
one-on-one. One.
Yeah, it was a good mini one-on-one. You know the show between the Bruins and the Michigans.
Oh yeah,
that's when
like the wraparound goal.
That's
remember that one kid?
No, that's when it used to go.
Oliver Wahlstrom.
No,
yeah, he had a nice little
Yarmouth,
Maine.
It used to go breakaway, but then it used to go 2-on-1, 3-on-2.
Oh,
now they
it.
Just do breakaways.
That's helpful. But to the caller's point about everybody respects Chara, I agree.
Yes.
You can't argue that, but I don't think that's based off of this year. He's played in the league for 20 years.
Right.
He won a cup
Nobody
as the captain.
Nobody does
in
not. Listen, and Rich, you're right. And yes, everybody respects him.
They should.
And what he's done through his career in the league is great. But to say that he's still a good player and to say that he intimidates people
yep.
and that he's... No.
Yep.
What game are you... Please, I want to come over your house because I want to see... you must be living...
Get that 4K TV, maybe.
Listen,
that's what the
you know what
is.
They're living in?
Yeah.
They're living in the damn... What the hell is it called? The quantum realm.
Quantum realm. Nice reference. Quantum
That's
realm.
Where they're living, in the quantum realm back in 2011.
Time's different in the quantum realm.
Yes. Tom's on the cell phone. Hey, Tom.
Tom?
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, how
are you?
Rich, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank
All right.
you.
Good.
Hi. Hey, Dale.
Yes.
How do you stand... This moron talking like this.
Oh, we don't need to start with the insults.
Yeah, I don't love calling him that.
That's
I mean,
all right. My mother called me a lot worse growing up.
We have a disagreement, and that's fine.
You
I mean,
come
that's
along strong.
I'll tell you what is a little baffling to me here, and I know we got a lot of days between games, and I understand that. But you've got the Bruins, you know, 4 wins away from a Stanley Cup, and apparently Wiggy's entire focus is on the fact that Chara sucks.
No, I think they're going to win the Stanley Cup.
No, but that's all you've talked about for 2 weeks now.
Because we know
Chara sucks.
We know they're going to win, but we know this. If they happen to lose this series, it's going to come off.
It's going to be because of Zdeno Chara.
Well,
it'll be his fault if they lose this series.
He'll be part of.
Well, you said that. No,
yes.
You said last week.
There'll be a play.
It'll be his fault if they lose.
There'll be a play that he makes that turns the tide, and you'll go back to that play. And you'll go, man, Chara didn't do this, or Chara got knocked off the puck.
So that's actually a good question. I don't think that wouldn't be my answer. But if they do lose the cup, Dale, what would the reason be?
I before they play it, I don't know.
Chara makes a bad decision.
I'm just saying, like going
it will not be because Zdeno Chara made a bad decision. It'll be because they got outplayed. For some reason, by the St. Louis Blues.
I mean, maybe it's as simple as Tuukka Rask just kind of goes back. Like he loses his sharpness because they have 11 days off. He goes back to what he looked like early Toronto series.
But then that would be on Tuukka, right? That would be every.
That's what I'm saying.
Every championship game or every game that's played throughout the postseason and playoffs, it always comes back to one or two plays where you can highlight a person for something that they didn't do, and that's the cause of why they lost. Celtics. Everybody says, what's the reason why they lost the series?
Kyrie Irving
didn't play well.
Right.
So when you go to the Stanley Cup Finals, which I think that the Bruins are going to win.
So do I. So I don't see a scenario where they lose.
But
I'm just trying to come up with one.
But here's my thing. If they come up, if there's a scenario where they lose, I believe it's going to be because of Chara get knocked off the puck, which leads to a goal. Him turning the puck over, which leads to a goal. Him getting blown by, which leads to a goal. That's what I think.
But if that happens to, not that it would, Wiggy, in your world, but if that happened to, like, Matt Grizzlick, that's not his fault. They didn't lose because of that.
I would say,
it happens to Matt Grizzlick.
I would say, it would be Grizzlick's fault. But I think that you have a better chance of that not happening with Grizzlick on the first pair than you do with Chara.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's kind of the obvious one, but I think it's more Tuca. Like, it comes down to him.
Well,
like,
that's, if he's, but that's your opinion.
That's, that's what I think it is. Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Matt's on the cell phone. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's going on?
So what's the so why is his plus minus 22?
It's not. Oh, the regular season? Yeah. Oh, sorry, sorry. I thought we were talking about playoffs. Why?
Sorry. Or, you know,
probably, you know, he's on a very good team. That helps.
Right. Does he play with Bergeron and, you know, McAvoy and Rask behind him? You know what I mean? Like, so that's my whole thing is that I love Chara. I've been a fan all my life, but I have to agree with Wiggy. He just, he is. He's slow. He's not getting to the puck. He's not as rough, not as physical as he used to be. And I just, you know, it is what it is. They're going to win it anyways, but,
Chara's
42, I'm 47, Brady's, you know, I mean, it's inevitably it's going to happen.
Well, the number isn't what bothers you, right? Because you don't want Brady retiring.
Yeah, but Brady's playing well.
No, I'm saying, he's talking about the number. I'm saying, who cares about the number?
Hey, I used to stay in Sunset every year after you, the week after you up at Papoose.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Real good, real close connection.
Baby. So what I'm saying is I love him, but I just don't think he is a number one. He's not a number one defenseman.
No, and he's not. I don't think that's the argument.
I said he's the third best defenseman on the team.
But I don't think, I think you're wrong on
that.
You
think that's high?
Yeah, that's high. Yeah, and you're giving him third because, obviously, who he is. He has the seed. That's part of it. But if you really look at the, he's not even, he's probably fifth or sixth.
See, just as a straight up defenseman, because they have guys that can score, I think Chara's better than Krug. Like, I think what Krug does on the power play is great, but just overall,
but
you're playing 5-on-5, he's more of a liability. Like, your scenario of costly turnover or, you know, not strong on the puck, that's more likely to happen to Krug than it is to Chara.
Yeah, but I think Krug is more skilled on his skates. I think Krug...
Well, he's a better offensive player, but he's much worse defensively.
Right, but I still think we're talking about two guys that are not very good on the defensive end, in my opinion. That they both get knocked off the puck, but I'd rather have Krug out there because he's a better skater, he handles the puck better, and, it, you know, for him, I'd rather him, he won't just flip the puck out, he'll try to break the puck out of the zone.
I love Torrey Krug, and offensively, he's as skilled as most defensemen in this league.
Right.
And I love what he's done this year. He had 53 points in 64 games, which is really, really good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Unfortunately, he was also a minus -2 for the year.
Yeah,
to your point, Rich.
Right? Like, I think out of the six guys every night that dress, if you're just talking about defensive abilities, he's the worst one. The worst one.
Right, but we're not talking about just defensive.
We're talking about the all-around game.
The defenseman, right?
I understand, but I'm saying the all-around game.
Who was a defenseman.
Oh, good. This
you know, playing back
yeah,
in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
You
good
have insight. To have more than just being one thing, right?
Well, but Krug is one thing. That's the point. Krug is one thing.
Right,
and on this team,
but
Chara, I think, so this is where we're in disagreement. I think he's still decent enough defensively. He's not perfect. He's not as good as McAvoy or Carlo. And I'm starting to like Grizzlick more than him. But I think as far as Krug is concerned, if you could only specialize in one thing for this team that has multiple 30-goal scorers and everything else, I would rather have Chara than Krug.
But for this team that has a great goalie in the way Tuca's playing. Yeah. And if you look at this team, where have they been extremely productive?
Power play. Yeah, you're right.
So I'd rather have Krug out there.
Penalty kill's been strong, too.
It has, but they're what? What are they, almost 57% on their power play? Was
well,
something,
34, but
that's close. But it was at one point in one series,
in the first series and the third series, it was off the chart. Columbus lowered
that
number.
They've got the best power play in the league in the playoffs, but it's 34%.
Yeah. Right, but I'm talking one series, they were at 50% or something ridiculous like that.
They were.
And that's what happens when you're Krug.
No, he's
basically your quarterback of your power play. Yeah.
Listen, you're not going to get me to say anything bad about Torrey Krug. I love everything about his game. He's not as good defensively as Zdeno Chara. He's just not.
No, I never said he was as good defensively, but I said...
But do you think if you add it all together...
He'll bring more to
the
table.
More of a net positive.
Yes.
Do you think the series is going to be close?
I see. I don't know. I don't know a lot about St. Louis just from watching a few games. Again, I felt like San Jose might have been the tougher matchup.
I agree.
And now
if they were healthy,
right, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Because Carlson didn't play in their final game. The
Pavelski
game
was hurdle. Yeah.
So
like they were a mess.
So when you look at the St. Louis team, their goalie is kind of like
kind of a unknown. In a way, right. He's played like 32 games.
So I think the Bruins should win this series in what, five games?
Yeah. I think it's probably going to be.
And if they don't, it's going to be a giant disappointment. And like I said, if they don't.
If they don't win in five games or if they don't win?
No, if they don't win.
Okay.
If they don't win.
Huge, huge.
But do you see this game going longer? Do you see this going seven games?
No.
We're making our picks tomorrow.
Official picks tomorrow.
Official picks tomorrow. No, no, your pick is here.
We wanted to get you on the record.
Because it's Wednesdays with Wiggy. Well, unless you have a basketball game.
Yeah, it's a basketball game. So we're going T and W today.
Yeah.
Who's your. Is there a Conn Smythe besides Tuca? Because Tuca's the obvious guy right now. So if you had the MVP of the playoffs. Kind of project this thing out. Who do you think it would be?
It's so
he goes heel turn Chara.
No, it's very difficult with this team because the thing that this team has done well, you would think okay, who's the guy that's going to score? Who's going to put the puck in the net? Mm-hmm. But when you look at a lot of their scoring comes from the third and fourth line.
That's balanced, big time balanced. Yeah.
So, but if I had to take a shot,
it actually doesn't as much as you think. The top three scorers on the team in the playoffs are Marchand, Pastrnak, and Krejci. And Bergeron's fourth.
Well, but that also has to do with because a lot of their goals come on the power play.
Right.
And so those guys are out on the power play a lot.
Coyle's been great. Johansson's been great. The third line's been good.
And a lot of their goals.
Coyle is the leading goal scorer. He's got eight goals where Marchand and Pastrnak have seven apiece.
So Bergeron has eight. Coyle's only got six.
Oh, you're right. Eight and six.
Okay.
But he's had a bunch of.
But
he's
all over
six,
the place.
He's had six power play goals. Bergeron has. Like, to your point. Yes. Like, he's only had two non-power play goals.
And Pasta's had a couple power play goals. So if I'm going to go with one guy. I'm going with my boy Pasta because he's the guy I've been riding with since the beginning. He's the guy that I said Cassidy should have never took off the first line.
That's true.
And
that's
I was right about that when he said, you know what? I heard with you on the radio. Pasta, get back up there with those boys in the first line.
I think he said that.
He heard it. I know. That's what he said post-game.
He was right when he said that, but when he says when he talks about how great he thinks Z is, he's wrong.
It's a love-hate thing.
So Cassidy's right if he does something you agree with.
Well, I also know
he's wrong if he does something you don't agree with.
I also know Cassidy's being politically correct. You know,
that's part of it.
You can't. Like, I love Tom Brady. Tom Brady go out there, throw 10 interceptions, and I'll be like, there's no way that was his fault.
Right.
He's the guy.
Blame the other guys.
Yes. And that's kind of what is with Big Z. You get Cassidy behind closed doors.
Oh, different story. Yeah,
it's a different conversation.
Oh, you know that, do you?
No, I don't know that, but I'm saying if you did.
Oh, okay.
He's got a hunch.
If I ever get a chance to meet him in the elevator, I'll ask him.
I would love to know that.
I told you, I'm going to ask PK what he really thinks.
So stay tuned. 2 months. That's a 2 month tease right there.
So are you here next Wednesday, or do you have like a wiffle ball game? Or
I would love to play in that, too.
I know you're pretty good at wiffle ball.
I'd love to play in that.
I don't know. Am I here next Wednesday?
That's what we're asking.
We'd love to have you.
We thought you were in yesterday. And
Wednesday at the hot
comeback. Stiffed us.
Wednesday you're back.
Okay, then I guess I'm back.
We'll have games to talk about by then.
I'm hoping I'm allowed in the Dale Studios. Because last time he told me, get the hell out.
I said, make a better, get out.
Yeah.
You crashed our show.
Oh, did you ever talk to your wife, by the way?
You crashed our show.
No, I didn't crash the show. I just kind of came.
What'd your wife say about that $1,000 bet?
Just think of me as a caller who came in studio.
I don't want callers coming in studio.
My wife said, I'll give you a $50 limit.
$50. That's much lower than
$1,000. All
right, I'll take
it. $50.
Okay. $50 limit that.
Okay.
Chara is not on the first pair.
Okay.
Okay, $50.
You're on.
Game one, right? We're talking about
game one. Game one, Monday
night.
Yeah, Monday night.
All right.
You're on. It's a deal.
We got to get out of here. Wiggy, we got to get out of here. Red Sox baseball is coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.